Greetings in the name of Jesus Christ. Welcome to our podcast. This is Pastor Madiba. If you happen to be in our area, you are most welcome to visit us. You'll surely feel at home. We appreciate your prayers for our ministry. We hope today's sermon will be edifying to you, your family, and your friends. Welcome.
The Lord this morning. I was laughing. There's a brother that gave me a call. I say, Pastor, I just want you to repent. You know, the time when you said during COVID that we will not have a COVID death here, I doubted. And I said, how can the pastor be so irresponsible? People are dying. Why is he saying such a statement? Yes. But he said, now after I saw when the prophet says, there's coming a season where the sons of God will speak. Amen. And heaven will back them up. Yes. Amen. 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 So sometimes when we speak, it's not just out of excitement. Amen. It is simply because we are inspired to speak. Amen. But make sure that you are inspired first. Yes. Amen. I think it was Pastor Ngodima that told me about a young lady, a Pentecostal boy that went to church and had a minister preach. And when he left church and he was walking, he found a man walking on crutches. He took the crutches of the man and broke them. And said, in the name of Jesus, stand up and walk. Later, the man couldn't walk. Then he started looking where he can get the tree branches. You see, he was not led. It was an excitement. But when you are led, you speak. Amen. So we appreciate the Lord. My brother there, if he raises his hand, he says he was looking for a job, but things were not working out because he had lost his passport and was thinking, what's going to happen, but he was employed and the employer is helping him to sort out his passport. Amen. And he said he was just inspired last Sunday when we said, tomorrow God will do wonders among us. How many believe Jesus Christ is the same? Maybe Brahma Fagaza, before I preach, Brahma Fagaza must give one testimony. Is our Fagaza? Sit down. God bless.
Shalom, saints. I think when I was preaching, I dropped the testimony, but I did not give the full details about the testimony. It was just a Sunday before the pastor left for Trinidad. So we were at the crossroads. We needed to make a decision about whether my wife will go back home and take care of the kids while their kids are going to school there, or else we are supposed to stay with them here while attending school here. So we didn't know which way to go. So while we were battling on which way to go, we approached the pastor. So when we went to the office, we told him the issue. And we all know that the pastor's advice when it comes to couples staying together is very clear. Couples must just stay together. Amen. Because this thing of one couple staying 1,000 kilometers for a year, kimatata. So the pastor advised us that we must not separate, and where my wife is working, she said, you know, when a person works for wives and the wives are happy with that person, they open their hearts. Yeah. Then he said, you see all your children, the whites are going to pay for them for their school fees. So just 4 days or a few days after that is when the white guy, the boss of my wife, called us and say, your daughter of enrolled at Kiro. And when I preached, I told you that I don't even know how much they are paying. Yeah. But now I know, because when he was enrolled there, he paid 20,000 for the whole year. Yes. Not only that, he started to buy the clothes for both of my kids. Yes. So may God be blessed. When the angel of the prophet speaks, we believe it. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's stand to our feet. I feel led to tell them that the white bosses that they are waking, God will move on their hearts, and that's exactly what happened. Amen. Why do we do this? This message has got power.
Amen.
You see, you can debate about William Branham, about 1957, about the bridge, about this, and it's a memory game. And we are not playing memory game. We are speaking about an experience. Do you agree? You know, when you have experienced God, no one can talk you out of that experience. But if we taught you, somebody can unteach you. But once you have experienced God, no one can change it. Amen. Say amen to that. So we appreciate the Lord. I was with an old timer yesterday. He said, you know, brother Alre Robertson, he said, you know, people that would want to say, hey, the message this and that, I always tell them that, okay, fine. If this is not the way, give me the way. Give me the way that I can live and be loyal to my wife, and that my children can be respectful, and we can have the results that we have under this thing that you say is not the right one. And they have never given anything. Because there is no substitute. Basil, there is no substitute. For what we believe, there is no substitute. And we are unapologetically and unashamedly saying this is the only way in the end time. It's not one of the ways. This is the only way in the end time. Amen. Let's say, just say, God bless you. Music was good. Musicians, when they are early at church, you can see the aura of the Holy Spirit. Let's give them a round of applause. Amen. We're going to read Proverbs 8. There's a couple that phoned me somewhere, say, hey, where we are, they criticize the prophet. I say, I will never be in a church where they criticize Brother Branham even for more than 30 minutes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Certain things we can't tolerate them.
Amen.
Proverbs 8, verse 22. Says, the Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way.
The Lord possessed me in the beginning of
his way. Are you here?
Amen.
Does somebody see themselves in the scripture?
Yes.
Amen. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way.
The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way.
Before his works of old. I was set up from everlasting.
I was set up from everlasting.
Or ever the earth was.
Or ever the earth was.
When there were no depths.
When there were no depths.
I was brought forth.
I was brought forth.
When there were no fountains.
When there were no fountains.
Abounding with water.
Before the mountains were settled.
Before the hills was I brought forth.
While as yet he had not made the earth.
Nor the fields.
Nor the
highest part of the dust of the world. When he prepared the heavens,
when he prepared the heavens,
I was there.
I was there.
When he set a compass upon the face of the depth,
when he set a compass upon the face of the depth,
when he established the clouds above,
when he established the clouds above,
when he strengthened the fountains of the deep,
when he strengthened the fountains.
When he gave to the sea his decree,
when he gave to the sea his decree,
that he the waters should not pass his commandment,
that the waters should not pass his commandment,
when he appointed to the foundations of the earth,
when he appointed the foundations of the earth,
then I was by him,
then I was by him,
as one brought up with him. And I was daily his delight.
And I was daily his delight.
Rejoicing always before him.
Rejoicing always before him.
Rejoicing in the habitable part of his earth.
Rejoicing in the habitable part of his earth.
And my delights were with the sons of men.
And my delights were with the sons of men.
As we bow our heads. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, this morning, first and foremost, we want to thank you for being our God. Secondly, we want to thank you for the power of election. Because, dear God, we don't worship you because we are clever. We don't worship you because we come from desired background. We don't worship you because we are esteemed members of the society. We worship you because you elected us before the foundation of the world. And for us, dear God, this morning we just want to say thank you.
Amen.
And dear God, we appreciate the revealed weight of the hour. Where would we be this morning had you not sent the revealed weight of the hour? What would we be listening and preaching had you not sent this message? this message means life to us, because it is life itself unto the bride. We pray, dear God, not only for this pulpit, but the pulpits around the globe, where this message will be preached this morning. May you, dear God, grant the ministers, dear God, grace to be able to bring the oracles of God before your people, to be able, dear God, to bring a conviction that your people may see that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Dear God, we appreciate that in the closing chapter of humanity, there is a way that you have provided, and that is the Malachi 4. We are not ashamed of that, and dear God, we are completely convinced that what we know and what we have accepted is life. We pray, dear God, for our young people. Strengthen them, dear God, and grant them grace in this era as we commit everything to you in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. God bless you richly as you take a seat for a couple of minutes. If I could just get a volume here. Now, this morning, I want to take a couple of minutes and just look at the back part of the mind of God. The back part of the mind of God. It's what we want to look at this morning. The prophet in the message, Christ is the mystery of God revealed. It's where I'm drawing the title from, where he says, now God's great mystery he had before the world began, now back in the back part of God's mind, there was something he was trying and was going to achieve, and he had a motive in doing it in order to let himself to be expressed. Now, when we say something is at the back of your mind, sometimes it's something that you intend to do, but at that moment in time, you are not actively thinking of it. Am I correct? Amen. When you say something is at the back of my mind. Now, the prophet goes back at the back part of the mind of God. That means he's looking into the things that God wants to achieve. But at that juncture, as he goes back at the back part of his mind, this is not something that God was actively thinking of, but it's something that God had put in his mind and was going to do in the process of time. But now he went and found what God wanted to achieve. Are you here this morning?
Amen.
Now, and we are going to find out that what did he find at the back part of the mind of God. Because everything originates from there. I say everything originates from there.
Amen.
You as well originate from there.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'll repeat, maybe this time you'll hear me. You originate from there as well.
Amen.
Why? You're not just a product of a family, product of a society, product of a nation. You are a product from the mind of God.
Amen.
And we are going to check that even your victory can be linked back to what you were at the back part of the mind of God.
Amen.
And some people, no matter what, they will never be defeated by the enemy, because they come back, they come from the back part of the mind of God.
Amen.
Are you still with me?
Amen.
You know, I'm glad that there are people that the devil doesn't know what to do anymore about them.
Amen.
He has tried everything in his back, it doesn't work.
Amen.
And blessed are those people.
Amen.
You know, Job was such a material, the devil did this and did that, went to the extreme, but Job remained a worshiper. Because Job was not a worshiper in time, but Job was a worshiper from the back part of the mind of God.
Amen.
And this morning I believe I'm preaching to the people that are worshipers from the back part of the mind
Amen.
Of God.
Amen.
When all is said and done, they say, we will worship God. Whether we are sick, we will worship God. Whether we have, we will worship God. Whether whatever happens, we will worship God. Because our DNA, we are worshipers. Are you with me this morning? The prophet of God in the message, and I'm glad it is in the message, Serpent Seed. Before he preached this message, very, very important subject. But I like the prayer that he prayed in that message, which says volumes. It says, Dear God, the great and mighty God, who formed all things by the power of his Spirit, and has brought Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, who freely died for we sinners, the just for the unjust, to reconcile us back into this marvelous fellowship that we have again with God, as we are taught in the blessed way, that we had a fellowship with him before the foundation of the world. When the morning stars sang together and the sons of God shouted for joy, way back before the foundation of the world, how do we know that that wasn't at the same time that the lamb was slain? That when God, in his great thinking, seen us shouting and rejoicing in our salvation through Jesus Christ. I like it when he says, How do we know that that wasn't at the same time that the lamb was slain? That means slain in the mind of God. And it says the sons of God shouted and rejoiced in the mind of God. The prophet says, how do we not know that it could be the time when the lamb was slain? Not in Jerusalem, but in the mind of God. Amen. So I'm trying to show you that even Calvary that took place, physical Calvary, before there was a physical Calvary, there was a spiritual Calvary. Amen. And, you know, we are trying to push people to accept the physical Calvary, but they will never accept it unless they have seen the spiritual one first. Amen. You know, you can't believe here unless you believed there. Are you with me this morning? Now, the days that we are in are tough and are very. Paul, when he spoke about this time, he said, treacherous times shall come. What does it mean, treacherous? Dangerous times. Perilous times. Challenging times. And we are right in the vortex of it right here in the end time. And the scripture says in Matthew 24, verse 22, if you read it with me, Matthew 24, verse 22, if my brother can bring it up on the screen. And except those days should be shortened. There should no flesh be saved. For the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Why are they supposed to be shortened? It's because it will be tough days. And unless they are shortened, should be no flesh that will be saved. Are you still with me, folks? Amen. Do we believe we are right in those days now? Amen. But these days shall be shortened. But in question and answers, the prophet, paragraph 78, he said, and I said in the beginning, what you are somewhere else is what you reflect here. I want those words to be engraved on your minds. What you are somewhere else is what you are here. So what you are here, it's a reflection of what you are somewhere else. Are you with me? Now, that means we can't change you here without going back to where you were before you came here. Are you with me, folks? Amen. So that means if you are a believer here, then it's a reflection that you are a believer there. Amen. And if you are an unbeliever here, it's a reflection that you are an unbeliever there. And if you are a believer there, nothing is going to make you to be an unbeliever here.
Amen.
And if you are an unbeliever there, nothing is going to make you believe here.
Amen.
So whatever you are here, it's a reflection of what you are there.
Amen.
Are you with me this morning?
Amen.
So what you are, what your celestial or terrestrial body is up yonder, what your celestial body is somewhere else, is what you are reflecting back here. In the spirit land, what you are is what you are here. If you are still vulgar-minded and so forth in the spirit land, you are vulgar-minded here.
Amen.
So do you get a sense that the problem is not here, the problem is what is happening in the spirit land?
Amen.
Are you still with me?
Amen.
Now you can provide rehabilitation here. It is just a coping mechanism. But unless we reconnect you back to your origin in the spirit land, it's not going to help here.
Amen.
I hope we are together here. So if you are still got malice, envy, and strife, you are in the spirit land with that. It reflects back here. So that means if you've got jealousy, jealousy is not a product of here. It's a reflection of what you are there.
Amen.
If you've got love, it's not what you manufacture here. It's a reflection of what you are there.
Yes.
So this morning we can say, what are you in the spirit land? And whatever you are in the spirit land, you will reflect it here. Are you still with me, folks? Now, let me carry on here. But it says, but if your whole innermost being has become cleansed and patched, it shows that you've got a body out yonder waiting that's being cleansed and patched. It's reaching back in flesh. Don't you see? See, there it is. If this earthly tabernacle be dissolved, we have one already waiting. This one, I don't want to leave it much quicker. I want you to get it that what you are here reflects what you are in the spirit land. There is a quotation that I read for believers somewhere where the prophet says, when we go into the depth of your soul, what are you? Are you getting what I mean, folks? And the prophet says, in the false anointed ones, he says, a man can preach the gospel and be anointed by the Holy Ghost, but down in the realm of his soul, be so dark in the soul. Are you getting what I mean? He says, and he says in that message, you say, preacher, do you mean that he used by the Holy Ghost? Yes, the real Holy Ghost. But down in the realm of his soul, have the darkness. Are you getting what we mean, folks? So it doesn't matter what you are on the outward. It matters what you are in the realm of your soul. And this morning, when we preach the word of God has got to go down in the realm of your soul to check your real identity. You know, you can't judge things on the surface. The Samaritan woman was a prostitute on the surface. But down in the realm of her soul, she was a daughter of God. And this morning, my question is, who are you in the realm of your soul?
Amen.
If the word of God goes down in the realm, just beyond profession, beyond the singing, beyond the preaching, beyond all those things, when it goes down in the realm of your soul, who are you in the soul?
Amen.
And what you are in the soul, it will come to the surface. Are you getting what we mean? I hope we are together this morning. Now, the prophet says in this message, we know, maybe before I read this quotation, that he was the great Elohim, and out of Elohim came out to the Logos, and that Logos became flesh. Are you still with me? But I like this statement in this message, the seed shall not be here with a shark. Paragraph 81. He says, but that same Logos has a part. He's got a bride. The same Logos, are you with me this morning?
Yes.
The Logos has got a wife. Because why? He created he, male and female, and called their name Adam. Now, Brother Branham say, even when it comes to the Logos has got a wife. Are you still with me? Now, if Eve was extracted from Adam, and Adam looked at Eve, and Adam said, this is the bone of my bones, this is the flesh of my flesh, and if the Logos has got a part, and that part is the Logos, and the bride is extracted from the Logos, when the Logos looks at the bride, the Logos must say, the spirit of my spirit, the revelation of my revelation, the power of my power. Because Eve was made of the same material that made Adam. And that means if the Logos is the word, what should be the bride of the Logos? Are you here this morning? If the Logos is the bride, what should be the wife of the Logos? It should be what? Are you here, church? The wife of the Logos must be what? Because the Logos is? So the wife must be? So if you are part of the Logos, it doesn't matter what, you will become the word. I hope we are together here. And when we say the word, we don't say a sermon. There is a difference between a sermon and the word. In the beginning, it was not the sermon, it was the word. The word was made, the word was with God, and the word was God, and the word was made flesh. And today, that same word must be made flesh in your flesh. I hope we are together this morning. Now, that same Logos has a part. He has got a bride, and the same Logos, this witch that cannot be tempered with, is brooding over the churches today, trying to bring back the weight to its full manifestation. So the prophet is telling you the weight is brooding over the churches today to bring back to it the weight to its full manifestation. And the weight, we know that the weight is not just the weight. The weight has got the magnetic power. Are you still with me? What does the magnet do? The magnet attracts things. The magnet pulls things. But the magnet doesn't just pull everything. It pulls specific material. Yes. Some material can be right under the magnet, but there's no reaction from them to the magnet. Yes. But there are certain things, as soon as you put the magnet over, they jump. Yes. Because why? There is a pull in the magnet to pull that particular product. Yes. And today, the word of God is a magnet. Yes. It hovers over families. It hovers over nations. It hovers over churches. But the right material will leap and jump and be magnetized to the way. Yes. Are you still with me? But it depends what material you are. If you are the right material, it doesn't matter how much deep you are in sin. As soon as the magnet hovers where you are, then you jump up and you get magnetized to the way. This message is the magnet. The end time message is the magnet. And there are people that are being magnetized to the magnet. And once something is magnetized to the magnet, it's difficult to separate them. Are you here this morning? But for you to be magnetized, there must be something in the realm of your soul. I hope we are together here. Somebody can say, I feel the pull. And I don't know how many this morning they say, I feel the pull. Amen. How many things have wanted to separate you from the message, but you still hold on? Amen. It's because there is a magnet pulling you. Hallelujah. There were times maybe you might be low in the spirit and say, I'm not going to church. But in no time you are back in your seat in church. What is happening? Is the magnet pulling you. How many young people are you here? Sometimes you look at other young people, you want to be like them, you join them, but in no time you are back. What is happening? You are a different breed. You are a different creature. In you there is a magnet that keeps on pulling you back to the main magnet. Praise be to God. Question and answers. Paragraph 62. The prophet says, when God created me, William Branham, I was before the foundation of the world. If William Branham was before the foundation of the world, And I believe I as well was there before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
Let's get it here. He says, he made my being, my spirit. I wasn't conscious of anything as far as I know of. Now, this is where I'm going to dwell on. William Branham says, I was before the foundation of the world. And I believe it is not only William Branham that was before the foundation of the world. Even this morning, there are people in the building that can say, I was before the foundation of the world. Now, if William Branham says, he made my being a spirit, there are people in the building that God made their being spirits.
Amen.
Now, let's put it this way. If William Branham was there before the foundation of the world, and you were there before the foundation of the world, and he was a spirit, and you were a spirit, when was the first time you met?
Amen.
Are you here this morning? Where did you meet? You never met him. You never shook his hand. But you met him.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So let me, this one gets me excited. And you'll allow me, I'll increase the dosage these days. Now, let's put it this way. You know, when the devil doesn't like us to preach about certain things, that's exactly where I go.
Yes.
Now, just to irritate the devil. I like irritating the devil. My ministry, I like being the minister of irritating the devil. That's my whole existence. Are you still? That's the purpose. And I believe it's the purpose of every believer. Just to irritate the devil.
Amen.
Now, let's put it this way. If William Branham was there before, and who's William Branham? Who's William Branham? Yeah. Who's William Branham? Yeah, you are not talking. You talk like Peter when they said, are you one of them? Peter even started saying, you know, using their language just to show them that he's streetwise, he has not been to church. Who is William Branham? Are you ashamed of him?
No.
If you are ashamed of him, I want to share with you, God was not ashamed. He took a picture with him.
Hallelujah.
Hmm? You know, when you meet an old friend, you always want to take a picture. Are you with me? When God met William Branham, says, let's take a picture for this generation. And he came over his head. And that picture was not enough. Later he said, let's go up Sunset Mountain. Let's take even a better selfie. Hallelujah. And Jesus Christ took a selfie in this generation. And William Branham comes and says, turn the picture. Do you see his beard? He says, it's our Lord Jesus Christ up there. God was not ashamed of his prophet. And I believe when Moses said, God, I want to see you. And Moses, God said, stand behind the rock, you'll see me passing by. And Moses saw the back part of a man. If Moses had a camera, today you were going to see the back part of a man. But you know what others were going to say? But we don't see his face. He's lying. We only see his back part. But in the end time, God said, you are not going to show the back part. I want to show my face.
Amen.
We thank God. Oh, you say William Branham is your prophet, ne? All right. So when God created me, William Branham, I was before the foundation of the world. He made my being my spirit. I wasn't conscious of anything as far as I know, but it says, he made my spirit. And he made your spirit.
Hallelujah.
So that means Brother Branham in a spirit form and you in a spirit form existed before the existence of this earth. Are you getting where I mean? I say, before there was this earth, there was William Branham. Are you still with me? Oh, yes, I know some are being edgy. William Branham is not God. Yes, William Branham is not God, but he's the Son of God. Are you with me? But we are using him as a template in this generation that is applicable for every son and daughter of God. Are you getting what I mean? So if William Branham say, I was before the foundation of the world, I don't get offended. I say to William Branham, even me too, I was there before the foundation of the world. And he says, he made my being my spirit. I'm not offended. I say, me too. He made my being a spirit. So what does it mean? It means we all met. Let me leave William Branham away for a while. That means if you were a spirit and I was a spirit in the mind of God before the foundation of the world, that means you and I met before we met here. Amen. Are you hearing what I mean here? Amen. So if I met Mafagaza in 3 years or 5 years ago, I only met the Shona version of Mafagaza. And he met the baby version of me. But inside, the spirit of Mafagaza as a being and my spirit as a being, we met before the foundation of the world. That means I can say I know Mafagaza before the foundation of the world. And if Mafagaza is my prophet, then I can say I believed in Mafagaza as my prophet before the foundation of the world. Because you don't become a prophet, you are born a prophet. Before I formed thee in your mother's womb, I made you, Jeremiah, a prophet. A prophet is not born a prophet. A prophet is a prophet even before birth. Are you here with me? So that means the people that came during the time of Paul, they believed in Paul as a messenger. Not when Paul was here, but in the mind of God, when Paul was a spirit and they were spirits, they believed and say, there is our messenger. And when Paul was processed and came in time and became a being, and they were processed in time and became a being, there was something in Paul that could magnetize them to him. It did not start here. It started before the foundation of the world. They recognized the voice of Paul, not here, before the foundation of the world. When Paul spoke, they had a deja vu. But it looks like we've heard this voice before. Why? It's because, yes, they've heard it before. Where? Not in some Jerusalem, not in some area, before the foundation of the world. Hey, believers, are you here? The thoughts of God existed with God before the foundation of the world. And you are a thought of God, I'm a thought of God. We interacted in the mind of God before the foundation of the world. That's why I cannot hate you here, because I loved you there where there was no hatred. Can somebody say amen to that? So you see, this is before there was Jeffersonville. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. This is before there was Sunset Mountain. Amen. This is before there was Ohio River. In the mind of God, I believed in the prophet. Are you here? Are you here, folks? I'm not waiting for the river to believe the prophet. I believed in the prophet before the river. I'm not waiting for a miracle to believe the prophet. I believed in the prophet before there was a miracle. Can somebody say amen to that? Certain things, God does them for unbelievers. Not for believers. Miracles were for unbelievers. Not for believers. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? Amen. Which miracle did John the Baptist perform? But did they believe him as a messenger? Amen.
Are you getting it? A believer will believe even when there are no miracles. The miracles is just there to confirm to an unbeliever and say, you see? But even if they are not there, the believer will say, I believe. Are you with me? It says, this quotation is beautiful. I was before the foundation of the world. He made my being, my spirit. I wasn't conscious of anything as far as I know of. I don't believe you are getting it. And that's why I labored, even myself, I didn't believe you were getting it. That's why I took my time on it. But now, just a minute. Jesus told the disciples that he knew them before the foundation of the world. Amen. Jesus knew the disciples when? Do you know that we live during a time where people's minds are so twisted? Yeah. Some they even want to say Jesus Christ was a homosexual. Yeah. That's why he always had a group of men around him. Have you watched those things? Not only that, then some they claim he had an affair with Mary Magdalene. Now, I want you to check something. A vile mind knows no shame. And will have no limitation to express itself. Are you getting what I mean? Folks, we are talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. How can somebody have such an idea that is so vile towards the Savior? It's because of the conditions of the time. And when you go on the website, that's all it's full of. So now, if your messenger is Google, God have mercy on you. I say, God have mercy on you. And there is nothing special about Google. It's just a portal of information. If you want to know how Google can be misleading, most of you, Google told you that you are sick. As soon as you had few symptoms, you went on Google. Google said cancer, but you don't have cancer. Amen. So don't go to Dr. Google. Amen. It says, Jesus told the disciples that he knew them before the foundation of the world. And Paul said here, and somewhat I don't want to move, I don't understand how these people can be so disrespectful. The LGBTQI community, the alphabet community. How do you have such vile thoughts to justify your perversion? Are you with me? Amen. Jesus says, he that looketh at a woman and lusts after her has already committed adultery with her in the heart. If Jesus can utter that, you check the standard of holiness. Amen. That Jesus advocated for. Amen. But I'm simply saying, people's minds are so perverted. Amen. And it says, I knew them before the foundation of the world. And Paul said here that he chose us in him before the world began. Now, there was some part of me, Omen Neville, the rest of you all here, that's in Christ Jesus before the world ever began. Christ Jesus means the Logos. And it says, here is to my analysis of that. I think that the people today that are possessed with this spirit, capital letter S, and it dropped it down and say, or spirit, because your spirit must bear record with his spirit that you are his child. Are you getting it? So there is this spirit and a spirit. You were a spirit, that's why today you can have this spirit. And if you were never a spirit, you will never have the spirit. And if you were a spirit, you will worship him in the spirit and truth. Amen. I don't know whether we're together here. Amen. He says, a part of these angelic beings, spirits, which rotated of God, Amen. That never fell in the beginning, and resisted the devil's lie in heaven.
Hallelujah.
Resisted the devil's lie when?
In heaven.
The devil lied in heaven. But this spirit resisted the devil's lie in heaven. Which spirit? The ones that rotated of God.
Hallelujah.
If something becomes an offshoot of this pulpit, the pulpit is made of wood. What will that thing be made of? If you rotated of God and God is the deity, what will you be? And if God cannot be deceived, you cannot be deceived.
Amen.
Can somebody say amen to that?
Amen.
So this morning, there are people that I'm preaching to in this church that rotated of God.
Amen.
There were spirits that rotated of God and that resisted the devil's lie in heaven. And if they resisted the devil's lie in heaven, what do you think they're going to do here on heaven?
Amen.
Here on earth. Wherever they see the devil, they say, you devil, get by the wayside.
Amen.
Are you still with me?
Amen.
If they overcame the devil there, they will overcome the devil here.
Amen.
Can somebody say amen to that?
Amen.
Let's come here. Let me say the Palmer way. Paragraph 179. Gonna get into some stuff. He says, there was one time before the foundation of the world, I was eternal.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is William Branham. Now, today's not William Branham, I say it. There was one time before the foundation of the world, I was eternal. And you can say there was a one time before the foundation of the world, I was eternal.
Amen.
When God thought of me, I was thought of before the foundation of the world. My name was put in the Lamb's book of life. So was yours. Before there was even one grain of sand. How many knows does the Bible? And the congregation then said, amen. I don't know here what they will say. How many know that God put your name in the Lamb's book of life before the foundation of the world?
Amen.
Then in God's thinking, we were born right then into his kingdom.
Amen.
When were you born into God's kingdom? Not here, before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
And God took your name and put it in the Lamb's book of life. Folks, not in the book of life, in the Lamb's book of life.
Amen.
You know what does it mean? It means even if God becomes angry with you today, God will never take your name out of the Lamb's book of life because he wrote it there before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
Ah, you have not heard me.
Amen.
Names can be blotted out of the book of life, but they can never be blotted out of the Lamb's book of life. They were written there before the foundation of the world. And the Bible says the beast will deceive all except those whose names are written in the Lamb's book of life. And tonight, this evening, this morning, I want to say I thank God my name was written in the Lamb's book of life before the foundation of the world. Are you still with me? Then it says one day, there came a body through a holy wedlock. My father and mother, they said me, and here I come, William Branham, represented in body of flesh. If you are represented, you are not the body of flesh. You are represented in the body of flesh. Now, he says, now, you know me as William Branham, a man. God knowed me as William Branham, a thought in his own mind, an expression. So today, people know a certain part of you. Maybe they think they know you, but they don't know you. But they know your representation in flesh. But before you were represented in flesh, you were there before flesh. Did we not read the scripture that before he laid the foundations of the earth, I was there. Before he set up the mountains, I was there. Before he set the boundaries on the rivers, I was there. Who was there? Not this body. But the one that is represented in this body. Another being in this body was there before there was this being. Oh my. But here is what I want to say I thank God for. I don't know just William Branham, the flesh. But I know William Branham before he became flesh.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And how do I know him? He and I, we were in Christ. Amen. Are you still with me? Amen. Not only him, the bride was in Christ. Amen. And we met in Christ. Yes. Our place of origin is in the Logos, is in the Word. Amen. The rightful position for a believer is the Word. Once a believer locates their position in the Word, they are in the rightful position and they are invincible. Amen. You can never mess up with a crocodile in a river. Amen. Are you still with me? Amen. It will show you flames. Yeah. You can never mess with a son and a daughter of God when they are in Christ. Amen. Because Christ is their place of origin. Amen. Oh, thank be to God. Every believer has got their position in Christ. Yes. You can bring every trial, but they will remain standing because they are in their rightful position in Christ. Amen. Amen. Are you still with me? Amen. He says, in Christ is the mystery of God revealed. He says, paragraph 335. He says, that's the only way you will know him today. Know him. Him who? Him who?
Christ.
Christ. Remember, we were not called to know William Branham.
Yes.
We were called to know Christ.
Yes.
But there's somebody that introduces Christ. Is the prophet of the age.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't go to Rustenburg. If you have never been to Rustenburg without following signposts.
Yes.
But signposts are not Rustenburg. But you can't get to Rustenburg without them.
Yes.
Ah, brother, you will find yourself in a dead end on a gravel road.
Yes.
Are you still with me? Yes. But when you follow the signpost will say 40 kilometers to go, 30 kilometers to go, 20 kilometers to go, 10 kilometers to go. Then as soon as you drive into Rustenburg, you forget about their signpost. But don't forget how you got there. Don't start talking like you were just dropped in Rustenburg. You were led by a signpost. Paul was a signpost. Irenaeus was a signpost. Every messenger was a signpost. In the end time, God sent another signpost. His name was William Branham. But thank be to God, we have arrived. Where do we arrive? In Christ. There's the only one way you will know him today. Only one way you will get to the threefold revelation of God is for the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And the only way, so the Holy Ghost is the revealer of Christ.
Amen.
Hmm? But the very Holy Ghost is the very Christ.
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Amen.
And the very Christ is the Father. And the very Father is the Son. And the very Son is the Holy Ghost. It's God's playing a drama. He says, and the only way it can ever be is you are predestinated to see it. And if you don't, you will never.
Yeah.
These things, they come by. And if you are predestined to see it, and if you are not predestined to see it, you won't see it.
Amen.
If you are not predestined to see it, you will never see it. Because the light can flash and you will go away and make fun of it. And explain it away by some intellectual conception.
Yeah.
When the very God himself manifesting himself, proving it. But if it aren't upon you to see it, you won't see it.
Amen.
Look at the Samaritan woman. She was predestinated to
see it. Hallelujah.
To see what? God made flesh.
Amen.
And when Jesus came to her, I like it because he had to send the disciples away. You know why? He never deals with the Gentiles and the Samaritan, the Gentiles and the Jews at the same time. He had to send the Jews away. Amen. And after the Jews went away, then he revealed himself to a Gentile woman. And this Gentile woman had had 6 men that she lived with, but they never brought a transformation. But now here is the 7th one. He's not interested in her body. He's interested in her soul. Ah, you are not hearing me here. This is the 7th one, completion. He comes, he reveals, not a church, he reveals himself to the woman. Oh. Brother Brown said Jesus preached to the 6 seals, but he omitted to the 7. You know why he omitted the 7? Because he was the 7th seal. Now here is the 7th seal. Before the Samaritan woman, the priest will look at him, they call him a Beelzebub. But somebody that was predestinated, somebody that had the eye that can go and penetrate. She says, "Sir, I perceive that thou art Christ." Hallelujah. A recognition of the light of the hour. Let's go to the room, Amir. Folks, imagine if there were websites during the time of Mary. Imagine if there was a social media during the time of Mary. My, she was going to be a Mimi every day. Here is a girl. She claims that she's got a child by the Holy Ghost. They would have laughed and giggled. Men would have laughed at Joseph and called him foolish. Say, Joseph, a fool. Look how this woman made. But now, Joseph couldn't have shaken him. Because the same angel that went to Mary is the same angel that visited Joseph. And say, don't even put it away. Do you see the supernatural things? Yes. They go by the supernatural network. Yes. And go, and well, look, God is not interested in convincing outsiders. He's got no obligation for outsiders. But he's got an obligation to the insiders. I'm glad I'm an insider this morning. Folks, God has never been worried about outsiders. But he's worried. Who do men say I am? Yeah. The rumor miller says this and that. But who do you say I am? Yeah. But now, the people that are inside, they are connected with heaven. Yes. Peter didn't punch on the cell phone. Are you still with me? Yes. Peter didn't go on Google. Yeah. Peter stood there. And where he was standing, heaven opened. A mystical channel that Peter was connected to dropped down a revelation. From where? From heaven. And it came and dropped into the heart of Peter. And it said, "Thou art Christ." And Jesus said, "Blessed art thou. Flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father." The same Father that revealed it to the Samaritan woman who Jesus was is the same Father that revealed it to Peter who Jesus was, and it's the same Father that revealed it to you. Amen. Are you with me? Amen. Let's come here. Questions and answers. Paragraph 49. The prophet said, "Die." The word death means separated. Now, physically, we separate from our physical side because that's still sin. But our spirits is of God that can never be separated from God. Our spirits can never be separated from God. Because we are. If you're a part of God, you can never be. Now you understand Why, when angels fell, God carried on. Heaven just became normal. It was business as usual. Worship carried on after they fell. But when a son fell, what happened, folks? The King of Glory went down where the son was. Why did he come to where the son was? It's because he is not complete without the son. But he is complete without an angel. Are you with me? You can fire an employee and carry on, but you can't fire your son. Even if you say fired, after 6 months we will find him around you. Are you still with me? Because why? The son is not an employee, it's not a servant. Are you still with me? Even if you say, I'm done with you, my son, and you are done with him, but later you are the very one that is going to go and look for your son. You're going to go among drug dealers and say, where is my son? You are not scared of them. You know why? Because a part of you is there. And today God came down because a part of him was in sin. We are a part. You know, there is a quotation where Brother Bram says, even when you backslide, you just lose fellowship. But it doesn't change who you are. What's happening? Once a son, always a son. Once a daughter, always a daughter. I don't say you won't go back to the world. You will go, but you will not be happy. Things are going to go haywire. You're not going to have peace. Because what's happening? A certain part of you is missing. Until you are reconciled back to God, that's when you will have happiness. The prophet said, we are part of God. We are brought back into that thought of God. Everything that God does is perfect. Everything that God does is perfect. Hallelujah. And did God make you? Then you are perfect. He says, everything that God does is perfect and eternal. And when God's very thoughts went out from a kingdom of people who would worship him, them very thoughts is eternal. They can no more perish. The thoughts of God cannot perish. And if you are thought of God, you will never perish. If you are a thought of God, you will never be lost. Are you still with me? I think, brothers, I'm battling with this for some reason. Okay, I think I got it. Thanks you. When God's very thoughts went out for a kingdom of people who would worship him, them very thoughts is eternal. They can no more perish. Every word of God is eternal. Jesus said, heavens and earth will pass. Both heavens and earth may pass away, but my words will never pass away. They are eternal with God. Now the prophet in question and answers, he says, 127 says, which is it? An angel is a servant. We are sons and daughters. Which is the most thought of? Your servant or your son or your daughter? Oh my, prayer from a saint will go a million times higher than an angel. Because he is a son. The request of an angel can be overlooked. But the request of a son can never be overlooked. Are you still with me? A son can be fired, but a servant can be fired. But a son can never be fired. And during the time where we are right in the season of adoption time. What is adoption? When a son is born, he doesn't immediately inherit everything. Yes, he's born, it's right, but he's not yet ready to take over the authority. Then God appoints the tutor, the Holy Ghost, to oversee the growth of the child. And throughout the seven church ages, there was the Holy Ghost that was overseeing the birth or the children that were born. But in our time, the Holy Ghost went back to the Father and said, Father, I've observed them. They are good children. I've observed them. They've come to maturity. And the Father said, now is adoption time. And adoption time, then there is a ceremony to adopt the son and give the son his rightful position in the family. And once the son is appointed in the family, he's got the same authority that the father has. Now the son can come and begin to appoint, and his appointment will stand. And the son can fire, and his firing will stand. And in the end time, the sons of God, not just born again, but the adopted sons. Yes. Not just adopted, but the placed sons. Yes. They can fire, and whatever they fire is fired. Yes. They can hire, whatever they hire is hired. Yes. That's why we can speak certain things with authority, because we know who we are, and we understand the season in which we are in. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Adopted sons. And if a son fires you, and you go to the father, and you complain about the son, the father will fire you again. Amen. Will say, the weight of my son is my weight. Amen. The weight of my daughter is my weight. Amen. And whatever you fire here, heaven must fire. Amen. Whatever you bind here, heaven must bind. Amen. Whatever you set free here, heaven must set free. What is happening now? You are an adopted son. You are an adopted daughter. Whatever you say, heaven backs it up. We have to understand who we are, folks. And we must exercise our authority. There are certain things the devil must never do. We can never become the devil's playground. No, folks. We are the representatives of heaven. We are the ambassadors of heaven. No demon must ever be excited in the presence of the sons and daughters of God. Are you here? And if it's something tormenting you, you came to the right place in the company of sons. Not of angels. We are higher than angels. I say we are higher than angels. Amen. Whatever we fire gets fired. Whatever we hire gets hired.
Watch out, devil.
Oh, have you seen? We did it. We told the devil when everybody was being buried, we said, we will never bury anyone. We refused it. What gave you us the audacity? It's what we understand our position. And I said to the devil, we will do it again. I said to the devil, we will do it again. Somebody says we were lucky. We were not lucky. We are blessed. Somebody say amen to that.
Amen.
Everything that we claim shall be claimed.
Amen.
I say everything that we claim shall be claimed.
Amen.
God bless you, brother. Fanny. Amen. God bless. Amen.
Amen.
Between an angel and a son, the son has authority. When the father is not around, who acts like a father?
The son.
The works that I do, shall you do also. My father and I, and today people must say, my father and I, if you have seen me, you have seen. Hallelujah. It is that season again where we bring authority.
Amen.
Hey, the devil will never walk away from the devil with our tail in between our legs. I refuse that. We are sons and daughters of God. No matter what you are up against, you will ride the waves. You are a son of God. You are a daughter of God. Somehow you will make it. Somehow, miraculously, paradoxically, in a way that doesn't make sense, you will make it. Until they come around you, the very people, are you still with me? At your workplace, the very people that sabotage you, they're going to come and say, give us the tips. Why? They don't understand. You are not just an employee. You are a son. They don't understand. You are not just an employee. You are a daughter. The Holy Ghost backs you up. You go with the Holy Ghost to the workplace because you are an adopted son. Now, Brother Bruce says an angel is a servant, but a son. And today when you come to church, most of you want to see an angel. But the very one that you are sitting next to is more important than an angel. The very one. When they say, God bless you, don't take it for granted. It's prophetic. It has an anointing. And heaven listens and says, you will be blessed. Are you with me? It says, question and answers 128. I don't believe this side of eternity. How will ever realize that what you are, the position that you are, that God has placed you, you spirit-filled people, you are sons of God. Amen. Why? Angels are servant. You are a son. An angel can only bring you a message. But you have to. The angel cannot act. He can only come and say, here is a message. But who must act? A spirit-filled son, a spirit-filled daughter. It says, an angel can only bring a message. You've dropped my volume on the monitor. An angel can only bring you a message. But you have to act. So the angel comes and say, you have the power. Do this. The angel cannot do it. You have to do it. He says, you are the actor on the sea. are you getting it, folks? So when we leave church, don't go and expect the angel to do certain things. He dropped the message and say, you can do it. And you, after church, you go and do it because you are the actor on the sea. You are the son. The angel is your servant to bring you to the message and say, here I brought you this message for you to do so and so. This is from Father. I bring it to you. That's all he is. You are sons and daughters of God. Hallelujah. Predestinated us. Amen. Then he comes in the church age book. It says, when Adam was formed of the dust of the earth, and his spiritual being created by God, then Adam became God's thought expressed. And those eternal thoughts were now manifested. Now it says, down through the centuries we could go. We find a Moses, a Jeremiah, a John the Baptist, and each one of these were God's eternal thought expressed in its season. Yeah. Then we come to Jesus, the Logos. He was the perfect and complete thought expressed, and he became known as the Way. Yeah. That is what he is and will forever be. It says, now it says that he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. That means that we were right with him in the mind and thoughts of God before the foundation of the world. Amen. That gives an eternal quality to the elect. Amen. And you can't get away from that. Amen. Are you getting one? So now today, As I'm looking at you, you are the very thought that was at the back part of the mind of God that is now being manifested in its season. So you are a thought of God expressed. Now, when you are a thought of God expressed, when the devil comes and he fights you, he's fighting against the expression of the mind of God here on earth. Do you think a thought of God expressed in its season can ever be defeated by Satan? No, sir. Do you think a thought of God expressed in its season will ever be deceived by Satan? I say no, sir. Do you think the thought of God expressed in its season will bow down to Satan? I say no. So I'm looking at God's thoughts expressed in its season. Then this thought of God, maybe I must take it further. They are invincible.
Amen.
Invincible, it means, yes, there's going to be battles. Yes, it means there's going to be opposition. Yes, there's going to be counterattack. But every time, uzobanga phezulu. You will always be above. You know why? Because you are a thought of God expressed. So the devil must never tell you anything else. You will never be defeated. And I had much better say to the devil, here are the people that will defeat you. Here are the people that will act. And they are the people that will enforce your defeat. Why? Because these are the spirits that rotated of the mind of God. And now those spirits have become human flesh. And they defeated you there, and they will defeat you here. They defeated you as Lucifer, they will defeat you as the devil. They resisted your life there, they will resist your life here. Devil, get by the wayside. Here is an army of God that will suppress you. Here is an army of God that will defeat you. Oh, mothers, are you in the building? The devil is not going to snatch your children away. You are a thought of God that rotated of God. You are a spirit that rotated of God. And you say, devil, I'm coming after you. This afternoon we say, devil, we are coming after you. And anything that you stole, we're going to claim it back. Can somebody say amen to that? We must never give the devil any room. And I don't know how many say, we thank God for the message. Because the message brought our identity. The message connected us with our origin. Job, where were you when the morning star sang and the sons of God shouted for joy? Today I've got an answer. I can say, God, I was there. I was part of them that were rejoicing. I was part of them that were worshiping. And here I am worshiping God again. Because I worship God there, I'm worshiping God again. I believed in God there, I believe in God again. I defeated Satan there, I defeat Satan again. Hallelujah. One more time. One more time. We do it one more time. You know, sometimes when you are a player, you can score a goal.
Yeah.
Until everybody say, hey, in time, that was luck. But later you go and do it again and again. Until they realize it's not luck. It's who you are. And I say, church, join me. We defeated the devil not once. We defeated the devil many times. And we're going to do it again, again, and again, and again, and again, and again, to show who we are. It's not luck, folks. There is a difference between being lucky and being blessed. You are blessed. Oh, brother, everything shall be restored. The power is restored back to the church. The authority is restored back to the church. Men and women are rising against the spirit of devil in the end time. This needs believers that are resolute. Sisters, are you hearing me? We want an indignation in you. To say, we will never be like the world. We refuse the influence of the world. We refuse the influence of Laodicea. We don't care who joins in, but some of us will remain. Are there sisters in the building that say? Are there sisters in the building that say, the message is not oppression, but the message is grace? Are there sisters in the message, in the church, that say, this message is a product from God, and we embrace it, we believe it? Yo, where were we going to be without this message? It's payday weekend. Some of you are not going to be sleeping home. Sisters, don't see them wearing say, it's by grace. If it was not because of the message, they will not be sleeping home. You will not know where your husband is. But because of the grace, because of the grace of God, here they are. Not only for brothers, only sisters, brothers, you don't know what women are up to. But look, your daughter, the daughter of God, takes care of your children, loves you, supports you. Even when you were broke, she supported you. She prayed for you. She, oh my goodness, where does she come from? She's the product of grace. Look at our young people. Young people have lost their minds. But here's our young people. They are raising their hands, worshiping God, riding against the spirit of the age. I'm looking at overcomers today. Leave the message. Watch the space. Outside. The devil will ruffle you. You start applying this bit of makeup to cover up, and the foundation gets thicker and thicker. It's rough out there. You don't know what God is protecting you. Are you with me, folks? God is protecting you from so much. I was thinking, look into this church. I don't remember any time where we had a girl that fell pregnant in this church. No one has ever been in this church and divorced. It's not the intelligence of the pastor. It's the grace of God. Now, you will understand why I keep on raising the bar. The devil won't like it. But guess what? It will keep on rising. Because the more we raise the standard, the more victorious you become. And if we drop the standard, you will be defeated. Most people in most churches are defeated not because they don't want to overcome Satan. It's because the pulpit is weak. Are you with me? A strong pulpit produces strong believers. Strong believers defeat Satan. So pray for this pulpit and say, no makanjani. Are you with me? I say, no makanjani. We must keep on fighting and raising the bar. Are you with me? And one thing that you know, we will give you one thing, the quality of holiness. We will not only preach this message, but we will leave this message. We are not going to have shenanigans here. We will be right on the mark at all times. At no point in time you're going to answer people and say, oh, Mfundis Wenu is mourning under the tree. Nonsense! I'm meaning business here. I'm fighting Satan. I've got no time for nonsense. I say I've got no time for nonsense. Hey, the pastor has got a girlfriend. Never. But we'll raise the bar. Anyone that criticizes the message, they never go for the quality of life that we live. Never. Never. We did not preach this message. We have lived. We lived this message. And we want to thank God for you as a church. Are you with me? And we are so independent, we can preach our minds. Because we are not sponsored from anywhere. Your tithes and offerings is exactly what carries the church. So we all know one out there to say, hey, Masinga Kushmaila, so what will they say? No. Even when I'm there, I preach like, I tell them, I say, I'm going to preach the truth. Because I've got a church that backs me up. Are you still with me? We thank God as we stand. I had a desire a couple of months back that I wanted the young people to be able to go through the book of Church Age before the end of the year. And that's exactly what we're going to do. What they will do, they will be given to study a chapter from the book of 7 Church Age. And once a month they will come here, just have a bit of fellowship, we'll buy them oros. And then they will write an exam on what they studied. And after that we will move to the next chapter. And I believe before the end of the year, your young people would have gone through the 7 Church Age book. Amen. And after that, we'll move to other books. Yeah. Are you supporting it, parents? Amen. Now, it's not only young people. If you are married, less than 5 years, we enroll you as well on this program. You know why? I think by the time we're done, people are going to understand what is the message. And I want people to understand, because you can't live what you don't know. You can't defend what you don't know. We want to invest in our young people. Can parents say amen to that?
Amen.
And we'll come and give the 3 top performers for every church, for every test. We'll come and announce them before the church. That here are the brilliant students from our class. How long have you been married? We want people to understand this message. Do you think it will work? The book of questions, I already said, it's locked in a safe. No one can steal it. And we want our young people every month to come here and have something that they look forward to.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
And sisters as well, I would like you once in a while, just get together and say, let's discuss modesty.
Yeah.
What is the right dressing?
Amen.
I don't know.
Is it doable?
Yeah.
You know why? I want to increase the tempo against Satan.
Yeah.
Are you going to help me?
Yes.
And not only teach old ones, even young ones.
Yes.
A child can never be baptized until you raise them in the way towards conviction.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
And I've always told the parents, if you give your girl child trousers, and you say it's not wrong, why don't you give your boy child a dress? Utai. It's not a problem. Angelo, it's not. If she's too young, she can put. I know I get into so much trouble with me putting this stand, but I'm here to get into trouble.
I'm not going to take off the pedal from this at any way. I've got a responsibility as a pastor to make sure that the standard of holiness is preserved.
Amen.
Tomorrow, if your child is young, maybe goes to school with a trouser, tomorrow, take a dress and put it on the boy and say, it's not a problem. A Muslim child, you'll pick it up that she's a Muslim.
Yes. Amen. Hallelujah.
Is it difficult to see a Muslim child?
No.
So why will it be difficult to see a message believer? I was in, you know, Lamalanga Mabache, I was in USA, I was Wabrega. I was in New York, and then I saw a group of young people, Jewish. Initially, I thought they were white, but later when I observed, I realized that they were Jewish. Then I approached them, I looked at them, the sisters, the way they were dressed. Then I said, where are you from? They said, we are from, is it Tel Aviv? Yeah, from Israel. And I said, no, I can see that you are Jews. Not only that, then I saw another one, I think it was somewhere where I was. I see a sister, she was busy studying, no earrings, dressed modestly. And I approached her and said, God bless you, you are dressed so modestly. She says, yes, I'm a Jew. All of them, before I could ask them who they were, I thought they were message believers. It dawned on me that Brother Branham wanted us to return back to the Jewish ways.
Yes. Hallelujah. Amen.
Are you with me, folks?
Amen.
Okay, let's stop there. Let's sing a song.
I'm only in this message by grace.
How many agree with this?
It is only by grace that I'm in this place. I don't know how my Lord God chose me, but I'm thankful anyway. Yeah.
us another worshiping song, and then we will close with a word of prayer. Brother Dipadi will lead us in prayer.
Pass me not, O gentle Savior.
Father, we thank thee.
Thank you, Lord.
For coming to your house, Heavenly Father. Indeed, we have asked the service from you, Lord, that you will bless it, Heavenly Father.
Amen.
After the preaching, Heavenly Father, we are capacitated, we are strengthened, Lord.
Yes.
Father, we are ready, Heavenly Father, to take on the devil, Heavenly Father.
Yes.
He always whispers on our ears, Heavenly Father, to derail us from this gospel, Heavenly Father. We deny him, we deny his tricks, Heavenly Father. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father, fill everyone that is here, Heavenly Father, with that power from heaven,
yes.
Heavenly Father. May the Holy Ghost be his leader, Heavenly Father. May be his partner, Heavenly Father.
Yes.
So that always whatever decisions that we are taking, Heavenly Father, you are with us, Heavenly Father. Father, we rebuke, Heavenly Father, the spirit of the families, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ,
yes.
Heavenly Father. May they not, Heavenly Father, derail us from, Heavenly Father, this gospel,
yes.
Heavenly Father. We derail, Heavenly Father, spirit in the place of work, Heavenly Father, that are evil, Heavenly
yes.
Father. Social spirit, Heavenly Father, we rebuke them in the mighty
Let
name of Jesus
so
Christ, Heavenly Father. Make us upright, Heavenly Father. We're here in your house, Heavenly Father, to be corrected, Heavenly Father. We accept the correction, Heavenly
yes.
Father. Father, we can raise our hands and say, indeed, mighty God has speak to us, Heavenly Father. We have heard from your pulpit, Heavenly Father, that it is not the angel that is above, Heavenly Father, but it is the Son, Heavenly
exactly.
Father. Here is your Son that
Thank
was talking
you.
To us, Heavenly yes. Father. We appreciate him, Heavenly
yes.
Father. We appreciate whatever, Heavenly Father, that he wants to achieve out of us, Heavenly Father. Strengthen our pastor, Heavenly
Let
Father. We
so
know power is fighting, Heavenly Father, spirits, Heavenly Father, that wants to derail the church, Heavenly Father. We see the spirit of LGBT, Heavenly Father.
Yes.
They want to come to us, Heavenly Father. One day I was thinking, Lord, that what if, Heavenly Father, we can be approach of that spirit. But I say, Almighty God, I pray that, Heavenly Father, we can be overcomers in whatever that we are doing. Father, I rebuke it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We don't want it, Heavenly Father, in our church. Whatever evil, Heavenly Father, whatever the devil is doing to us, Heavenly Father, he can, Heavenly Father, do all the trials, Heavenly Father. But we will always be overcome, Heavenly Father. Because the one that we accept is greater than everyone in this world, Heavenly Father. Father, we thank thee, Heavenly Father. Bless the Lighthouse Tabernacle, Heavenly Father. You know its needs, Heavenly Father. May you be the one that will guide us, lead us, Heavenly Father. Maybe we under one spirit, Heavenly Father. May we all be the members of the body of Christ, Heavenly Father. We commit, Heavenly Father, ourselves to you, Heavenly Father. Be in our families, Heavenly Father. Be there as the partner, Heavenly Father. Be there as the leader, Heavenly Father. We need you, Heavenly Father. We know the devils are taking the families, but Heavenly Father, we still, Heavenly Father, preaching, Heavenly Father, and praying, Heavenly Father, for oneness, Heavenly Father, in the family, Heavenly Father. Father, at our place of work, we still need you, Heavenly Father. Father, our children, Heavenly Father, at schools, Heavenly Father, we still need you. In our businesses, Father, we still need you, Father. All these things, so Father, we say, be with us, Heavenly Father. As we are going out, we say, the devil, watch. We are under, Heavenly Father, the fire of the Holy Ghost. Heavenly Father, you are already defeated, Heavenly Father. We take you out of our way, Heavenly Father, as we commit, Heavenly Father, each and every soul that was here, as we commit these services that we can meditate upon it, we ask all this in the mighty name of our Lord Savior Jesus Christ. We pray, amen.
Amen. God bless you. Give us a song, then let's just rejoice. Amen. Just turn around and say to a son and a daughter of God, God bless you. It was good to see you in church. Amen. And then our young people, immediately after the service, we want all of them to come and to make sure that they get all material that is needed for what I have spoken about. You will be given that material immediately after church. So all young people after church, just remain.
Hallelujah.
Even those that are married maybe less than 5 years and you feel you want to enroll, you can come.
Hallelujah.
Even when you feel young at heart, ease. And then we're going to go through that immediately after the service. Brother Grace will give you all the material. Amen. And then, Brother Manasseh will be the one marking for us.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We want you young people, remember, we love you as young people.
Hallelujah.
We pray for you, we support you, and we want you to win in life. Amen. So God bless. Just give us 2 songs there after you are dismissed till I see you next Sunday. Yes. That's right. see Brother Muswane there?
Hallelujah.
Oh, you guys are hiding Brother Muswane. Just a round of applause. Amen. God bless you. Good to see you. As an old friend, I'm happy to see you. Amen. You know, I have a desire that one day we can have a saxophone. It will be very nice. If one sees it, someone wants to donate it, just donate. We'll find a player for it. I'm praying for God to anoint somebody with the spirit of it. And then when it is available, then it will be great. Please, will the bazalwane. It will be nice, ne? The way they play, if you add saxophone, ah, manji. Off to heaven we go. Amen. Give us another one. No, you sing very well. Normally when I travel, if there's one thing that I miss about home, is music. Good singers. Amen. So the devil must never rob you. You are talented. And make sure that you put more effort into it. You are a blessing. The devil must never distract you. Make sure that you become more and more of a blessing. Amen. A round of applause for our musicians. And how many do you pray for them?
Amen.
Because when one serves, the devil becomes attacks.
Amen.
So the best way, when people serve you, protect them by prayer.
Amen.
And sometimes when the devil fights, you just leave everything and say, let's pray.
Amen.
Prayer defeats the devil anywhere, anytime, and under any condition.
Amen.
So let's sing, God bless you, and then thereafter I will leave the stage. All right, it's the days of Elijah.
Yes.
I told my friend Jonathan George there in Trinidad, I said, hey, I hear you sing it, and I appreciate that you are trying to sing it. But Ekaya. I guess when you travel, sometimes you must admire certain things, but some of you must remind them that they where I come from. If they start with this one, let me not talk too much. Let's see.
Hallelujah.